Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we study the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter. If you have a job that you like to get up and go to, I mean, you look forward to going to tomorrow morning, you are blessed. You know, it's one thing to have a job and a way to earn your daily living, but it's another added blessing to be able to say, I love my job. I look forward to the challenges that are there. Such is a gift from God to have such a profession. Now, we're not told if the disciples, Peter and Andrew, James and John, loved what they did. We don't know. Fishing in those days was a lot different than it is today, not a hook and reel kind of fishing, but one that consists of fixing boats and keeping them seaworthy by smearing tar on the bottom of them and repairing nets, mending and creating nets to cast into the sea, putting them in the water and dragging them by oar or sail, and then the hardest part, perhaps, pulling the net up. Now, if you pull up a lot of fish, it's a lot harder, but there's your reward. But oftentimes the fishermen find there's very little in the net. Now, we're not told, as I said, whether these disciples loved what they did. But we don't have any reason to believe that they hated it. It's not that when Jesus said, come follow me, they said, oh, thank goodness, I don't have to do this anymore. But just the opposite, our text leads us to wonder what faith they had. For instance, James and John leave their family business there. Their father is still in the boat. And all the employees there too. They go off. And who knows how long they're going to be following Jesus. He says, come follow me. And Mark says in his text, immediately they left their nets and followed the Lord. According to Mark, there's no long goodbyes. There's no deals going on saying, Dad, I'll be back in a few months or a few years. Just keep the business running. Immediately, Mark says. Now, how's that for faith? Somebody comes along and says, follow me, and you just believe that that is the right thing to do, to follow. That's trust. Jesus' mission was his profession. He came along professing his theme. He said throughout Galilee, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel, in the good news. It was Jesus' life that this describes, the gospel. For it was not merely empty words that he spoke, raising people's hopes and expectations only to leave them later on with nothing accomplished. Jesus was proclaiming a kingdom that he had brought, and close at hand it was, because it was these disciples and the rest with them who would see that kingdom fulfilled, who would see the very Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, stretched out on a cross, though it horrified their hearts to see him die in that way. They saw the glory of God revealed as God had brought about that plan that he had talked about century after century to provide a perfect lamb of sacrifice, to provide the forgiveness of sins for all who would receive it. Truly, the kingdom of God was at hand that day that Jesus walked by. And the disciples learned to repent and believe in it. In fact, in Matthew's account, Peter, when he is called, says to the Lord, go away, I'm a sinful man. Peter is repentant. Peter knows that he does not deserve to follow Jesus. He knows what sin is, and he's seen it in his own life. But it was for sinners like Peter, and for sinners today, that Jesus came to be that sacrifice. And to him we look with repentance and faith also. We are fishers of men. It is true that God calls some people into a church worker profession, whether they be pastors or missionaries or teachers or deaconesses, servants of the church, who leave their home and go off and train and serve the Lord and wherever God calls them. But it's not only the workers of the church who are the fishers of men, because God calls all his people to follow him. That's what the word Christian means. If you're a Christian, then it follows that you are a follower of Christ. Just as Peter and Andrew, James and John followed Jesus that one day, all of us have been called to follow Christ. When did that call happen for you? When did God call you and say, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men"? Well, we just saw that happen again today when this child, Reese, was called to be a follower of Jesus Christ through washing away of her sins and the life that God has now given her, a life which will have no end. Praise God for that. Through baptism, God has called all of us. Not only has he called us, but he's cleansed us to be his servants. The priests in the Old Testament, when they came up to the tabernacle, that portable tent of meeting, or later that permanent temple in Jerusalem, they would wash. Each time they would wash their bodies to be clean, to serve in the Lord's holy place. Do you see that God has washed each one of us? Not every time we come into the church, but once and for all, when he washed us through our baptism. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Follow me. I will make you fishers of men." We follow Jesus. We have various professions among us. Some of us work in business. Some of us work in education in its various forms. Some of us work the land and raise crops from the ground. Some of us work in labor and build buildings. Some of us clean buildings. There are so many professions I see just before me today in the faces of all of you. How many and varied are the gifts that God has given his servants, his people. Some of us are retired from our daily labors, perhaps, but we still have daily work to do. But all of us, each one of us, are fishers of men. We have various professions, but we have one confession. And we have one message from the Lord. It is not ours, but he's put it in our mouths. All that we do and all that we say communicates a message. And do you know what that message is? What is the message that God has put into our lips this day to tell the world? We tell it when we do our work, wherever that is. We tell it when we raise our children. We tell it when we perhaps have some leisure time or take a vacation. But it's put into our lips and it's written on our lives. Why, it's the message before us today. The simple words that Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news." Our lives are always lived in repentance, but we always confess the good news of Jesus Christ, that he forgives us. Many people are worried these days. People concerned. Listened to the news the other day, and a lady was interviewed there, a lady from Ohio. And she said that she was working in her office one day, and she noticed that there weren't any coffee supplies in the little kitchenette. The head company, home office, had apparently stopped ordering that for the employees. And so she went into her boss's office to ask what was going on. Are we going to have coffee or not, or should I bring some from home? And at that time, another employee came in and said, "I just found this out by email. One of our sister corporations has been closed today. I wonder if that means that we'll be getting more work because their labors will have to be done by someone and they'll come over here." Some time passed, and later that day, The same worker came back with the news. I got another email. This office is being closed. A lot of people thinking and worrying about those things these days. Losing security. The lady said that some weeks had gone by and she'd sent out a lot of resumes. She hadn't heard anything. She's very concerned. She says, I know I'm going to lose my house. And she says, I've got some offers from relatives to come stay with them. But we're just not at that point yet. Maybe something will turn up. A lot of people worried. Although this week, a lot of hope too. A new president. And people working hard to get a new economic package passed. I don't know if that'll do it or not. But I do know one thing. Salvation does not come from a new president, whoever it is. Salvation does not come from a vibrant and flourishing economy. Salvation does not come when people have more money than they knew what to do with. Salvation comes from the Lord, from His Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation comes from the one who came down to earth, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and rose, and ascended to heaven. This is the only way salvation comes. In a good economy, in a bad economy, salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ. This is the true salvation of the world. Now, we are the fishers of men. And whatever happens in our world, we still have that message that goes out. Repent and believe the good news of Jesus. What a wonderful gift God has given us. And sometimes, in bad circumstances, is the best time to bring that message to people. Through our lives, through our work, there are great opportunities before us. And God has called each one of us to be that light and hope in this world, to whoever gives us their attention. Look for those opportunities, my friends. There is a world that is in need of it and may not hear it from anybody but you. Use what time we have left to bring the good news to those around us, those in our families, those in our workplaces, those in our neighborhoods. We are fishers of men, using the various and wonderful gifts that God has given us to bring the message of salvation. In the name of Jesus, and with His blessing and peace, amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.